Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
We work with the best producers in the business. Although, I am slightly concerned over the weekend that we may not be paying them enough. Because both Leon and Ali have been selling stuff on Gumtree.
Okay.
Trying to make some cash. Okay. And they've both had incidents. Now, I want to start
with
Ali.
What's Leon got himself up there?
So, Ali was selling her a new Dyson. Dysons are great.
Oh, we just bought one.
Did I say that right, Ali?
I was an old Dyson.
Oh,
I want the new one. That's why I'm selling it.
We
got
just brought
it. So,
one.
It's a used Dyson.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, they're so good. I've got a Dyson too.
Yeah, the one where it doesn't plug in.
Yeah.
And you just press it.
You put it in the wall and it charges.
It's not going on the wall.
Oh, we've hung ours on the wall.
Ours is not hung. Ours is just on the floor. But
oh, they're great.
Unbelievable.
I just like them to have longer battery power. I just want longer batteries.
You can get an hour, you pay extra, or you get the half an hour, which is cheaper.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I reckon I got the 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Ali's selling her Dyson on Facebook Marketplace, not Gumtree.
Okay.
Well, if we pump up Dyson enough, they might send one and give it to Ali for nothing.
Now, I'm going to read the communication with the guy that bought it from her. So he's written, "Is this available?" She's written back, "Yes, it is." He's written, "Can I have it for 130 pickup?" Now, just to make it clear, she's got this Dyson. It's in good condition. She's put $230. And so anyway, he's written, "Can I have it for 130 pickup?" She's written back, "Yep, sure." And then she's put her address, which I won't say on air. And then she said, "See you at 130.
Yep.
He's turned up with $130.
Smart.
So the miscommunication was obviously he said 130 to pick up, but Ali thought he meant 130 p.m. So then poor Ali had to give it to him for 130.
If you look at that in the screenshot that you have, Fief, it's blatant. I mean, unfortunately, Ali just didn't quite have her.
No, I'm with Ali.
No, look at that.
130 pickup.
Can I have it for 130 pickup? That's just, can I have it for 130 bucks?
No. Can I have it for 130?
Hey, Ali, was he a wog? Because us Italians, we can really manipulate what things are.
Was of a certain ethnicity.
Ali, no, I'm with you. 1:30 pickup for me is 1:30 p.m. pickup, and she's written back.
I'll tell you. 1:30 p.m. Because I am
dodgy.
Okay, is this available? Yes, it is. Can I have it for 1:30 pickup? Yep. There's no dot in the middle, so that's 130.
Exactly.
Oh, Ali,
that's
I'm
130.
With you.
But no.
Okay. Yeah, but then she wrote back. Yes,
yeah,
see you
sure.
at 1:30 p.m.
Yeah, but she should have said no for $250 at 1:30 p.m. because he's just written 1:30. That's cash.
Look, I think the lesson learned is, Ali, like then write back. So we're agreed $230 for 1:30 pickup. Anyway.
Did you crumble?
Yeah,
I did. He was at my house, and I'm like, all right, just take the damn thing.
Wrapped. He's driving home.
So much now. We do so much activity on Gumtree, Facebook Marketplace. And eBay, that this happens. See, pickups are really interesting because things can happen. Like Leon, he was selling his modem yesterday and a guy.
Jeez. I mean, we really need to pay these people. A modem?
Anyway, the guy, are we buying it?
No. So I've just moved house and my internet company gave me a brand new modem hub sort of entertainment thing.
Yeah.
But then that company doesn't work in my building. So I've got no use for it. It's brand new.
I've got one. You should have sold mine with you.
Well, you would laugh.
What do you need to sell it for?
I don't need it.
No.
Anyway, keep going.
So I put it up for $100. A guy said, "Yep, I'll come pick it up." I assumed he'd bring cash, but I met him at the front of my apartment, and he had to. I had to stand there while he opened up a PayPal account.
Buddy, could you have done that earlier?
I thought so.
13:10:60. What happened at pickup?
Okay.
See, this is great. I imagine because the other one I think that would happen is some Barneys would happen because I know somebody. One of my friends recently was buying a fridge. And then when she got there, it was all dented and scuffed. And she's like, "I'm not paying you full price. That's not the photo you put on the board." Anyway, they've
had
a bit of
Bali. Had a bit of a barter.
In
Bali. You know,
well, that would happen too.
100%. We did it.
You turn up and items weren't what you'd been promised they were. Or there's, I don't know, you can pick things up from strange people.
Okay, no, you've lots of different scenarios. Probably the strange people calls. Probably don't bring those ones through.
You might have rocked up and the guy turned up at the door naked.
Okay.
Like, you never know what can happen at pickup.
Right, okay. The best thing about Lisa's.
Her name's Ali.
Ali's Dyson is the bloke got $250 off his missus. Paid Ali 130, told his missus he paid 250, straight to the tab. 100%.
101.9 The Fox.
We were just talking about our wonderful producers, Leon and Ali, and we are going to be doing a pay review later this morning because they've both been selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace at the weekend.
Leon tried to sell a modem.
I know, a modem. Poor Ali's trying to get rid of her Dyson so she can buy a new one. We might need
look
to
after them.
Pay packets.
Dyson, if you're listening, send us one in, please.
This did lead to both of them having incidents at pickup. One at with Ali, there was a misunderstanding about the price. So she thought she was selling it for $230. The guy said 1:30 pickup. She thought he meant 1:30 PM. Anyway, he's turned up with $130. And she had to take it.
That's so flattening because the Dyson that she wants to buy is about $1,000, so she's still about $900 short.
The guy came to pick up Leon's modem, and you just hope it's a quick exchange at the front door. You always just keep your foot in the door because you don't want to have much of a chat. Mm. And the guy decided to open his PenPay account while Leon had to stand there for
PayPal.
PayPal account while Leon stood there for 20 minutes.
Boxy hasn't got one of them.
I don't think she's ever needed one.
I do have a PayPal account.
What's that for? Just your Gumtree account?
I just use my credit card.
Yeah.
Catherine, Black Amex. Catherine in Altona Meadows. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good, Catherine. What happened at pickup?
So I went to a garage sale advertised on Facebook Marketplace, and the lady whose house it was, she was live streaming something to her family back home, and she just continued recording, and she brought her phone out to, my partner and I, and she hid it behind something, and she continued filming us for the entire time that we were there.
Whoa. So weird. Catherine, did you ask why she was filming you?
Well, I didn't know until later on I was going through Facebook and she tried to add me as a friend.
Whoa.
And it was on her profile.
Catherine, did
she? So you went to buy something and picked up the chick? Is that what are we getting at?
No. Where you went about 10 steps ahead. Wow, where did you go with this?
What happened at pickup?
So Catherine, did someone try to pick you up when you sold them?
You've got the wrong phone topic, Brendan.
Catherine, so did you know that she was in fact live streaming family somewhere, or maybe she was actually just filming you?
No, she was.
She was talking to you.
We didn't know at the time, but yeah, we saw it on her Facebook profile later. She was live streaming home to her family. She was doing some exercise or something.
Did you look good?
No, it looked terrible.
You'd want warning, wouldn't you?
Was she married to a guy called Dino?
Who's Dino?
From Maths.
Maths.
Catherine
got it.
That's a good one.
Catherine,
there we go.
Got it.
Good
Catherine
work.
All over it.
Thank you, Catherine.
Josh in Pasco Vale. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Josh. What's happened when you've tried to pick up something that you've bought online?
So one of my tactics is to take less cash than the advertised price. And
100%. Well
just
played.
Tell them that's all I've got, and I play the old broke card and see how we go.
Yeah, well done, Josh.
It has
to work.
I see what you're doing there. You're not concerned you'll turn up and they'll get annoyed. Like, hang on, we agreed, mate. What are you bringing less cash for?
Oh, so I never agree on a price over the internet. Right. So you always leave it vague, and then you haggle them down in person because. Once you're there, you've got that factor that they just want to get rid of it.
Oh. Josh, you are nailing life. Because if I rocked up Boxy, you're probably not for you because you wouldn't care. But if you rocked up to buy something for $100, you go, mate, I've got 70. Open up your wallet. I've only got $70.
Well, sorry.
And they'll go, sorry. But then they might not get it because they want the money. You go, okay, sorry. I'll
wait
walk
for
away.
Someone else.
And they go, no.
Really?
It always works.
You can see the
70
there.
How many times does it work, Josh?
Oh, it's worked four times at least. And we're talking like $1,000 plus items, like a trailer, tires, general trade tools and stuff. But when I sell something, I'll advertise it for 40% more than what I'm worth.
Oh, Josh!
Mate, Josh is a little scammer.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
With the electricity's gone out here at Fox FM, we're all in the dark, and we now have a guest, and not just any guest. This is one of Australia's premier comedians. He has starred on Trevor Noah's Daily Show, Crazy Rich Asians. I mean,
that was a great film.
How good was it? Smash success. And now to celebrate his Melbourne Comedy Festival tour, Tone Issues Tour, we've got Ronnie Chang in the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Can I just say this is completely unacceptable. If I had known there was no electricity here, I would not have woken up at 6 a.m. Sure. and dressed up.
Brent, you've got a great suit on, too.
Thank you. And we have no video cameras because the power is out. Brendan's holding up his phone like there's a Bruno Mars concert. Yeah. All I got to say is, guys at Fox, can we please just pay your bills? Pay your goddamn bills. Electricity. We can do without water, but electricity is kind of essential for a radio station.
What would happen, Ronnie, if this happened whilst you were in the middle of a routine? So you do. Let's picture this. You're doing your show for a comedy festival and the lights go out. How does a comedian handle this situation?
If the lights went out during a performance, oh, damn. It'll be, well, then, you know what? It'll be like at a restaurant where they turn off the lights and you have to focus more on the food.
Oh, yeah.
It would actually probably enhance. Everyone would be more focused. You know, hopefully not on their phones.
The best thing about being in a restaurant when the lights go out, you quick eat your food real quick and do a massive bolt.
I know. This place, yeah. Well, it's not very nice to be back in Melbourne.
It's great now.
Also, by the way, aren't you guys the ones who, like, look, podcasting thinks that radio has all the money. Right. And if you guys don't have money for electricity, then who the hell is making the money? Because traffic is as bad as ever. So people are listening to audio stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the money's coming in. So what's going on? Where is the money going?
Fee-fee's contract.
No. That's
massive. Oh, that's a faux pas, man. Yeah. You don't discuss contracts on air.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
It goes Fee-fee, then me, and then the production team, and then Byron. Oh, Byron's at the end.
Very funny.
Now, Crazy Rich Asians, that must have been amazing to film over there in Singapore.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally am going to Singapore in the middle of the year because of that movie. I don't want to stay in that three tower thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that where you do
yeah,
the
that
parties?
Three that ship with the three towers. Because I grew up in Singapore. My parents still live there. Like people see that thing in the movie and they're like, oh, that was the CGI, right?
Yeah,
like, that's a fake building, dude. That's a real building. It's a real building.
Yeah, and I'm gonna stay because it's a hotel.
Yeah, Marina Bay Sands.
Yeah. So if you got any connections there, bro, I'd love to get a little bit of cheapy. Obviously, we don't get paid enough in here. So.
Yo, there's an infinity pool at the top.
They had a party there. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. The big party at the end.
There's three towers on a boat. Is that right?
No, so there's three big towers, and at the top there's like a big dish, and it looks like a spaceship.
Basically like it looks like a ship on three buildings.
Big pillars.
Yeah. Cliff, it's the main landmark of Singapore.
So hang on, the ship's up in the air
between the three.
Now, why would they have done that?
That's a great question. sometimes you have too much money. And then what happens is you start building stuff for no reason whatsoever. Buildings in the sky, you know. Because you know why? Singapore is basically the Wakanda of Asia.
Right. Really?
Yeah. First world, you know, super rich. They have vibranium.
They're very strict. Do you know what? Having grown up there, Ronnie, I want to ask you this because my cousins lived there for about 10 years and we'd go and visit them. And I remember going over there as like a 10 or 12-year-old and being paranoid because I heard that if you spat your chewing gum out, you would get arrested.
Yeah, I know. It's what in America people are like, if you spit gum on the floor in Singapore, they cane you, right? Like they cane you in Singapore if you spit gum on the floor. And I'm always like, yeah, they do. So don't do it. So don't spit gum on the floor. Is this some kind of innate need of yours to visit other people's countries and spit gum on the floor? If it is, please do not visit Singapore because they will cane you in your face. Okay? So just don't do it.
Your Singapore tourism contract has been thrown out the window. You can catch Ronnie's Tone Issues tour. That is at the Town Hall in April. For tickets, go to his website. That is the best way to get the tickets. Just go direct to ronniechang.com and that's the way you'll get the highest quality tickets for the show.
The best tickets, yeah. And Brendan, when you go there, do me a favor. Promise me you're going to eat local. Don't eat at Hooters. Don't eat at don't eat at McDonald's. Eat only local. Any meal you eat in Singapore that isn't local food is a waste of calories, man.
Okay. Yeah. As you can see, I don't really care about calories too much.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Fev, I did just say we've organized a little surprise for you. You won't see this coming, okay? Wait for it. you know that one of the biggest basketball superstars is heading to town.
Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Is heading to Melbourne, and he is not doing any interviews. Yeah. He is doing no press. No one's getting an interview with him.
Surely I'll get to interview him.
Well, because you are such a big basketball fan.
What,
are
you the first person
fan,
he would think of?
Yeah, the Mamba and the Loosh.
Lots of work has been done behind the scenes. And you now, Fev, have the only one-on-one interview with Kobe Bryant.
Yes. 2:30 tomorrow.
Or 2 p.m. tomorrow. I love surprising you. Like, it's up there with one of my least favourite things to do. Yep.
All right. That's awesome, Boxy.
Now, wait for it. It gets better than this, though. I was thinking what would be great is if we could get
Leon's face.
Oh, I just... I mean,
well, do you just check people's bits of paper that are lying around?
No, he sent me a message yesterday saying, mate, what are you doing at 2:30 tomorrow? That's going to be a huge surprise. And I thought, well, Tuesday, Black Mamba's coming out on Wednesday. I reckon I'm interviewing Kobe Bryant.
If there's any fun to be kicked out of anything, Brendan Favola.
I'm actually really, that's amazing.
But even better than that, so Fev, I thought what would be great is you can sit down with microphones and have a chat or...
One on one. Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
But wait for it, because obviously he would smash you at basketball 100%. Hoops. Wait for it. And Kobe has agreed to this.
This is actually really good.
Because I thought, you know what? I mean, Fev, you're not bad at hoops, but you are even better. I sit here with you every morning and have for the last few years.
Yes.
And nobody gets a scrunched up piece of paper in the bin better than you do. So Kobe has agreed to play your game with you. So yeah. Fev versus Kobe Bryant throwing scrunched
paper
up pieces
toss.
Of paper into bins.
This is actually an even playing field. I don't know who I would pick in that because he's very good from that.
You don't need much talent. I've watched boxing throw a lot in.
Yeah. Did you see the can of Coke I got in before?
Yeah.
It was amazing. Hit the window and fell in.
So is this a stitch up or not? Because I don't want to get excited.
This is actually happening.
I don't trust anybody.
No, mate, it is actually happening. And we wouldn't do this without the help of the Hour Group. We'd like to thank the Hour Group who've made this possible. They're the group that are bringing Kobe out to Australia for his first Australian tour. And FIFA are even throwing out a meet and greet with Kobe right now as well. So if you want to meet Kobe, maybe even you get to look on at the shootout, I don't know. But it's 13 10 60 is the number here at the Fox.
What are you going to say you're getting punked?
We've got, this is definitely happening for you, but we've got Amanda from Langwarren who's already called through. Hi, Amanda.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, Amanda. Now, what's your son's name?
My son's name's Kieran.
Kieran. And is he a big, huge Kobe Bryant fan?
Oh, my God, he is absolutely huge. And, like, this would mean a world to him because he's in and out of the children's all the time. Oh. And, you know, so he's getting his plaster off today. So, it would be absolutely huge.
And Amanda? Kieran's going to meet Kobe Bryant. It's happening.
Thank you.
You can take your beautiful son to meet his hero. How good is that?
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, there we go.
And he'll have his plaster off.
Yeah. Oh, well done. He's in the car. So.
Oh, good on him. And he's going to get to see Fev throw bits of paper into a trash can as well.
He may or may not be there tomorrow. That could be Thursday night.
Okay, good stuff either way. That is a great prize, and we look forward to that massive moment. Kobe Bryant versus Brendan.
I don't believe it. But
this is Brendan Favola.
It's happening. I know. Trust me.
And I get all excited, and then I rock up tomorrow, and you all go, ha, just joking. 101.9 The Fox. You dropped a big bombshell, guys, before. I know we're going to something else at 7:53. Is it this happening? Or is
yeah,
it a joke?
You're meeting Kobe Bryant tomorrow and you're going to play.
So it's not a prank?
No, it's real.
So I've got the only Australian interview.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
B Favola, Kobe Bryant, and it will be a shootout instead of a ball and a hoop. It will be paper scrunched up
starting to get excited.
Into a trash can.
If this is a prank,
it's not a prank.
I will go absolutely bat.
No, it's not. It's
crazy.
Happening.
So
well,
I'm
it
doing
would
it.
Serve you right because you've done
100%. Mate, it's the biggest karma train will hit me in the face.
No,
I
definitely. We have secured
I'm going one-on-one with the Black Mamba.
One-on-one.
Yes, you are.
With that's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, okay. And he's promoting his that's huge his night, which has sold out, the Mamba mentality, all about his work ethic. No one worked harder in the NBA than Kobe Bryant.
Wow. Well, no one worked harder than me to get you that interview, so I'm very happy to do it
so
for
much,
you.
Thank you so much, Boxy. I know it was just you.
My pleasure. Now, speaking of something that might make you annoyed, we touched on this the other day when Byron wasn't here, Fev, but you and I, we are very regular patrons of Uber Eats.
I should be the number one ambassador.
Well, you should. Well, I'll be number two because, and people might be alarmed by this, but since I've been pregnant, and that was the early days when I was very, very ill.
You've been pregnant for 4 years, Boxy.
Yeah, I know, I've been pregnant for a while. But I can't cook, so I'm suffering this hyperemesis, which is really debilitating, and it just means I can't be around a lot of food and cooking smell. So I haven't cooked for about 3 months. So we are Uber eating it up. And a little glitch, a little change to their system is this tipping.
Mm.
So now you can tip a driver when they drop it off. And I think it goes $2, $3, $5. You can opt in to do your tip. Well, I'm tipping.
It pops up.
Yeah, it pops up and it says, how much would you like to tip? Now, you can pass on it and say, I'm not going to tip. But I want to talk about tipping Melbourne, and I want to broaden this because I would love to know where we are at with tipping, how it works, does everyone expect it? Because this is the thing. When you go to America, you get a real shock. Like, tipping is absolutely mandatory. So people who work in
gratuity, is that what they call it?
Yeah, gratuity.
Gratuity, yeah.
But so if you're a waiter in the States or a bellhop or a concierge working at hotels, you get your tips are part of your salary. Yeah. So you get paid a very, very low salary.
Yeah.
And the tips are expected to be your pay.
Yeah.
Whereas here in Australia, we don't, do we? We pay...
the tips are in it pretty much. You get a higher rate. So we get paid a certain amount per hour, which is a lot more than what the Americans get paid because they bank on tips.
Yes. So here are my questions. 13, 10, 60. Are we a tipping country? So
I
we are. Because we've got to decide whether we are or not.
Right.
Because you never know. And you can offend people, offend waiting staff. I've got a friend who works in retail and she's got a real issue with this because she makes the same income as a waiter, but she argues no one tips her for her great service when they buy clothes off her.
Yes.
So it's an interesting one. But I'd love to hear from waiting staff, people who frequent cafes or restaurants.
That's a good point, Boxy.
Well, yeah. What about anyone? A bus driver? I mean, you know, do we tip? Do they get a salary probably commensurate with?
What if I had a particularly good show, guys, where I made no mistakes on this radio show? Could you technically
be on peanuts?
Right, just checking. Yeah.
And I'm asking this because, and we could hear from waiting staff who say they're not actually getting paid enough. So we're genuinely opening this conversation. And
great.
We thought, because I figure Melbourne, let's get it right. So we all know how much we're expected to tip. What are we doing wrong? Are there people not tipping that should be? Does this apply to all the service industry?
Mm.
Are we tipping at hotels?
I've got a feeling the people that work as wait staff are going to say, yes, there should be. And then the customers are going to say, no, there shouldn't be.
Yeah,
that's just a thought.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a hot debate. We love a hot debate here on the show.
I think, Boxy, that's if I was at a restaurant, you'd tip, I suppose, because you've had a good meal. But if you have a bad meal, do you tip? It's tough.
Okay. Well,
but then you said, as your friend going and buying a top, why doesn't your friend get tipped because of her good service
across the board?
Across the board. Geez, that's a good.
Yeah. Why
one.
Is food it suddenly is. Involved tipping?
You get
why
a massage. If you like your massage, do you give a tip?
Well, that's a different. Okay.
13, 10, 60 is the number. It's the Fox. 101.9. The Fox.
With the introduction of the option to tip for Uber Eats deliveries, we've just opened a conversation about tipping, the tipping culture in Melbourne, where are we at with it? Because it's always, I just feel like it's always been, in my lifetime, and I was born in Melbourne and I've lived here for quite a while, it's always been vague. I do tip at restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
But then I never know exactly how much, and I don't want to be offensive because I think
it's
in
tough,
the States it's 20%, 18%.
10 would be absolute rock bottom.
Yeah.
15 is bang on standard. And you've got to be good at maths. You've got to be able to calculate.
That's the thing, and I can't do it. It's scary over there. I actually don't like going to America because I get scared of the tipping culture.
So if you gave a 10%, they'd be really flat.
They'd be really flat to the point they'd look at you a bit filthy. 15% is cool. 20% is when it's really great service.
I just always chuck them a 50. Like if you have dinner, at a restaurant in America, you just don't.
That's a good tip for $200. That's a fantastic tip.
Yeah, just give
tip.
Like a $50 because you think because I don't know what to do because I'm like if you give them
run this by your accountant.
But if you give them 20, they'll go you tighter. So if you give them 50, it's like
depends on
the
size.
I get the calculator out and try and figure it out.
Do you really?
In America, because they're militant in America about
I know,
it. It's scary. If I got it wrong, I'd just. Ugh. Anyway, here though, We've just said give us a call if you are, you know, you work in the service industry, in the waiting industry, because there is a question, and I know that there are some people who work in retail who don't think it's fair because they don't get tips and they think they've got the same income as someone in the waiting industry. And then does it go further? Do nail salons, beauticians, like what? Where do you stop the tipping? And maybe we can decide this once and for all.
So in Vegas and stuff, when you play like poker or like you gamble over there at the tables, they take tips, they take a rake and they pocket it. So in Australia, it's illegal for you to tip the dealers at Crown or wherever. Right. They don't want to take the money off you. But in America, like if you win a big pot, some bloke will be chucking like $100 chips at the bloke and they just pocket it.
See, that's it. Are we just copying America for the sake of copying America? It's an interesting area. Anyway, we've opened the phone lines. Amanda in Greenvale. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Amanda. Amanda, where do you stand on tipping and what we're supposed to do?
So I've got two jobs and I started my own catering business not too long ago. Yesterday was the first day that we actually did waitressing as a part of the business. And I cannot tell you how much people deserve tips. Like, I have a newfound respect for waiters and waitresses. Because it's hard work. Like, I don't think that you should be tipped for your normal job, but when you're going around and you're looking after people and helping them out and cleaning up all the mess and all that, I've got a newfound respect for them.
Where does it stop? Amanda, I hear you, and you're right, there's a lot of service that's involved. But see, I reckon Garbo should be tipped.
That's hard work too.
They work hard. What about all the tradies and the people digging holes that are standing in 40-degree heat? On Friday, I was driving down to Church Street in Richmond, and I pulled up out front of the Collingwood Footy Club, and they're doing some roadworks. And the boys were like, "Hey, Fev!" And I was like, "Hey, boys, what time? What's the heat restriction?" And I think he said it was like 36 to 37, and I said, "Well, it's about 31 now, so 5 more degrees, you'll be hitting the pub." But they were sitting under a hole. They were in a hole, and it was literally 30 degrees. Those blokes standing out there in the summer should be getting paid more and tipped.
So maybe we all get tipped.
So everyone.
Yeah, so this is interesting.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
But Amanda was saying because they serve and give you the food, but it's...
And you're running around.
Thank you, Amanda.
Blokes are working outside.
It's interesting. Charlie.
And then in the winter, they're freezing, Boxy.
Yeah. Charlie in Greensboro. Hey, Charlie.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, Charlie. Tipping in Melbourne, what's our culture and are you happy with it?
I reckon absolutely not.
So what's your argument for not tipping in Melbourne, Charlie?
Oh, I think we have the worst customer service ever. I find that, I've been to the States and they really work for it and they really provide good customer service. They're very attentive. Most places or a lot of places, not everyone, but a lot of them, just customer service in Australia is just terrible. You know, you've got to stand up, you've got to look at somebody for a drink, you've got to, you know, you always got to call them over and it's just like, come on, you're not going to work for it. And they get paid way more than they do in the States. So
yeah, but the difference is, Charlie, in Australia, because we have a small business, the employee has to pay penalty rates and also minimum wages.
Has to be paid penalty rates.
In America, they don't do that. So in America, you're working for your tips. So in Australia, they get paid no matter what. So that sometimes...
Well, that's what you're saying. There's no incentive for good service.
There's no incentive for good service, but hopefully you hire the right people at your shop to be polite and to do the right thing. And in America, they don't do that.
No, exactly. They're not being paid adequately. Interesting, isn't it? And the other one I've noticed in the last few years is with the introduction of the FPOS. So when you're at a restaurant and that little machine comes over and you tap your card, doesn't allow for a tip. So I think I've dudded waiters because it all happens so quickly and then I go, oh, I didn't
tip. They do it. Because they remember Boxy. Remember when Schnooksy were at a restaurant and they gave her the FPOS machine to tap and then she put in, she thought to put into the price, but it was her PIN number for a tip. And they pressed and they said, oh, thank you. Press bang. It was a very big tip. very costly.
Now we've got a waitress, Julianne in Doncaster. Hi, Julianne.
Hi, BFF and Byron. How are you going?
Good, Julianne. Now, as a waitress, how do you feel? Where do you stand on tipping?
I used to work in a very high-end cafe in Toorak, so
my tips daily actually paid my rent every week.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Right, and yes. So depending if you were working on a Friday or Saturday night, that would clear out, pay my rent for the week. And, you know, it all depends on the person. I mean, if you are happy to be there, you're getting treated right by your boss, other staff members, it really truly shows to the customer.
Was Julianne,
and those are the customers that will pay you a...
Out of interest,
you know,
your wage itself, was your wage was adequate? It was obviously on par with what people get paid in the service industry?
Well, look, it was minimum wage, but, you know, I used to work from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then on top of that, we'd get tips daily from that, which we'd get weekly.
Hey, Jules, so you get a good table, some people walk in, some lads, and you're like, oh, they're going to have a couple of frothies. I'll service that table and then keep feeding them the beer and keep feeding the wine. And by the end of the night, they're going, how good were you? Is $100 tip? Is that what you do?
Well, you just have to bat the eyelids a little bit, you know, put on the flirtatious side a little bit, and they're more likely to pay tips, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you, Julianne. You know what, though? I'm no closer to knowing what sort of culture we have. I still don't know what to do.
I'm probably more confused than I was maybe 15.
I'm just going to tip everyone in every industry.
I'm tipping if we all went out for dinner, I wouldn't be servicing Byron's table. He wouldn't give a tip. 101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Congratulations,
CP. Baby number two. Yeah, she's having a baby.
This is so exciting.
What will her cravings be this time? Fifi's having a baby. Oh, we're so happy for you.
Baby update, Fev.
Good to get the BJs in there.
I know, wasn't it? Well done, Leon. One of your best.
It's actually Elton John.
No, but the way the voice was.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
God,
now, it's actually the Beatles. How did you think that was Elton John?
Sorry, I was thinking of...
You thought you were Australia's next Molly Meldrum.
No, maybe I do have the norovirus.
Old iron fist over there with a shit shirt on.
Now, just a little update. So, Fev, you know how I've had this debilitating morning sickness? It's been horrible. And I've said to you, and I've said a few times, particularly with Byron sick last week, I just can't afford to get sick, mainly because I don't think I'll cope.
Yep.
And I've been wishing and hoping and that nobody in my house, particularly Trixie, because it's just really her and I, would get gastro or vomit, because vomit for me would be I couldn't even deal with it while I'm this nauseous.
And you're pretty safe, Boxy, because all you've got is you don't really leave your house, so it's just to and from. So your car's be pretty clean, which is I've seen it. It's very spotless.
Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Down 908 Penn Highway. But the only problem I reckon you'd have would be Trix going to school. That'd be the only issue. But just quarantine her when she walks in.
Well, it's funny you say that because I agree. You'd think that was the only problem.
Put her through like a wish, you know, like a car wash.
What's...
So just have like Trixie wash as she comes in, just hose her.
What's happened though, Fev, is I've been the problem.
Oh.
So on Friday night, it was a long day, wasn't it? Long week. And I was pretty tired and it was really hot. And so hot, Trix usually plays a little peewee tennis on Friday. And I said, sweetheart, we're not doing peewee tennis. Yep.
No.
Cancelled that. And anyway, we were home and I just thought, I can't cook anyway because the nausea, it doesn't help all the cooking fumes. Yeah. And I thought, you know what, I could order takeaway. But we've got last night's takeaway in the fridge.
Oh, beautiful.
And Trix loves chicken pizza, and it's brilliant. It's her favourite pizza. So I got some chicken pizza out, and I reheated it, and I gave it to her, and that was great. And I'm like, excellent, now bath and bed. Anyway, at about midnight, I woke up. Now, Trix had come into bed with me, and she was lying down the other end of the bed.
Oh,
and I'm like, what's she doing down there, little monkey? That's really cute. And I passed out. I've gone back to sleep.
Hey.
Lights came back on in the studio. Anyway, then about 2 o'clock, I woke up again. I'm like, what is that smell? Because my stomach is not coping.
Poor little munchkin.
So the poor little munchkin was down the other end of the bed.
Having a
because
bath.
I'm lying next to a massive pool. And had been for about 2 hours. And it was the chicken pizza. Because I panicked. I thought, oh, she's got gastro. This is a disaster. But it was my first. It was a real... Am I a strong mum moment? Because in my world of nausea, I had to clean all the sheets and all the vomit.
Wow.
The poor little monkey.
Where was the babysitter?
She doesn't stay over.
1019 The Fox. The Fox.
It is addictive viewing. Married at First Sight, Fief, and one of our mates is on the show.
Yes, our absolute favourite. She did herself proud the whole journey that she was on, left last night, and now we're joined by Mel Lucarelli.
Yay! I'm clapping myself in. What a loser. Hi, guys.
Mel.
As you walked your way out last night.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, Mel, I mean, we are biased because we've known each other for 10 years. You've worked here at Fox FM and we all know each other. But you know what I loved about you, Mel? Because there's, you know, a lot of people are talking about editing and talent on the show that have been, I guess, altered by producers. But you were a great example of, you didn't necessarily show a side of yourself that some of these other girls are showing.
Mm.
You've been watching the series and the likes of Innes, and Jess, and now Martha, and who was the other one the other night that was going off with Martha? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, what's her name?
What's her name? Oh, anyway, God. How's it been watching it, Mel? Because you've come across so well, but some of these people.
She's cray-cray.
Really interesting.
It's so interesting to watch because obviously you're – you know, in the experiment kind of working on your marriage. And so, you know, well, you know, as you can call it, working on your marriage. But I guess we're really only meant to see each other at the dinner parties or the commitment ceremonies. And the personality or the kind of things that you see of the people when you're in there, watching it back now and seeing what they were like behind closed doors or actually watching their, you know, the way they carried themselves is really kind of mind-blowing.
So, mate, I'm a maths tragic. I'm all over it and the family's all over it. So why you were having your little discussion with Dino, the recorder, down the end of the table.
The recorder.
What was going on was Jess was trying to pick up every bloke in the whole joint at the dinner. The dinner parties must be amazing.
Oh, my God, the dinner parties are the best. Like, I would get so excited to go to them. And do you know, even when I was there, I knew there was so much drama going on. But then watching it back, I was like, there was even more drama than I even thought.
Yes.
And so, you know, I didn't see the whole, we had no idea about her taking Nick off. But obviously, you know, that's the reason why Cyrell and Martha had started fighting anyway. So we kind of knew about the rumours, but we didn't know it was to that length. But I was watching Jess, as
Jess
were all of us,
some length.
when she was trying to pick up Dan, it was quite hilarious. We were sitting there and she was openly, you know, going for Dan, and Tamara was going, oh, waving her hand like, she don't take my man, I'm going to get her. And we all thought, oh, my God, there's going to be the biggest fight. And so we were waiting for Jess to come back to the table. She's like, I'm going to tell her. I'm not about that. Anyway, so then she came back to the table and we're like, oh, my God, there's going to be this big fight. And then they're like, hey. And we're like, and that's when we're like, Cyrell, we need you. Let's kick it off.
Hey,
and
I'm not sure if you've seen the new weekly today. It comes out obviously every Monday and it's got on the front page Innes and Martha having a little pash. They've hooked up.
Jeez.
That's interesting,
what?
Isn't it? Yes. They had a sleepover.
Well, it's in a magazine.
There's pictures of them pashing.
Unless they're photoshopped. I mean, that's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary pictures. And they had a sleepover at Martha's place and Innes is hopping in a taxi. Did you ever see that happening or?
Look, I didn't. Hang on. Has this happened in the experiment or out?
This is out. This is now. This is on the weekend.
Last week. So.
Or the weekend before.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, because they caught up in Melbourne the other weekend. So
that's when it went down.
Oh, what about Michael? You know what? Nothing surprises me anymore. I'm just like, where's my invite? What is going on here?
Can I just ask you something, please?
Whatever
just give me one second.
Yeah. I'm all over this.
Now, can we talk Dino? So you said goodbye last night, Mel. Have you, and a big question, now I feel almost a bit grubby doing this, Mel, because we know each other, but I saw some photos yesterday. Did you see those? You look amazing, by the way. Washboard abs on the beach.
Oh, washboard
abs. And you were with a very handsome man, and there was a suggestion maybe he's a new man, and I thought maybe we get to ask you this question.
It's good looking.
Well, I'd like to say yes, but that's just a friend.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Damn.
And he's actually like a personal trainer.
Oh.
And just, you know, doing some workouts and, you know, at the beach. He wasn't working me out like that.
Is he friends with benefits? Have you had a Tim Tam slam yet?
Oh. I have not had a Tim Tam slam. I haven't even had a Milk Arrow it.
Well, good on you, Mel. I mean, it's always so much fun. It's a shame she's off the show. Can she just join us every week anyway?
Oh, my God, can I please? And do you know what? I do remember, and I think we've got it on record, that you guys were going to – remember you were going to be my wing woman.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm actually coming to Melbourne. It's happening.
Okay, let's do this. I'm not even kidding. Let us know when you're coming, and I will – because for people who missed this, a few years ago, Mel was my wing woman and set me up with the guy that I sort of had the hots for, and that you were responsible for that.
Mm-hmm,
it didn't end well.
He was in a relationship.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. Right. It was weird.
For you ate a whole packet of
details.
Tim Tam slams.
Married at First Sight is back on Nine. We can't stop watching it. Thanks for joining us, Mel.
Oh, thanks, guys. Love you.
See you, Mel.
Bye.
It's The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. See if there is something happening tomorrow on our show that is so good.
Yes.
Brendan Favola doesn't believe it.
A treat for our very dear friend, Brendan, who is a massive basketball fan, big NBA fan, and Kobe Bryant is heading to town, and we have secured the only one-on-one interview. Kobe Bryant, Brendan Favola, not shooting hoops, shooting
paper toss,
scrunching up balls of paper and throwing them into a bin. Who will win, Kobe or Fev?
I love my NBA, and so does Byron. We watch it a lot all the time on NBA League Pass. Pay my 300 and something bucks.
Oh yeah, every game.
Really?
And you can watch every game for the year. You pay for it.
Yeah.
I love my NBL. I get excited when I speak to Chris Goulding, who is...
He's actually a mate.
Yeah, he's turned into a mate, but they're into the grand final. But
Melbourne United, he's a gun.
The Black Mamba, the king, he is amazing. Like, he's... Kobe Bryant is... And LeBron James actually just passed him in points, so I'll have to ask him about that, because that only happened yesterday.
Wow.
Because I'm obviously not necessarily up to speed with basketball. Is it Kobe and LeBron would be the biggest names? Are you going to say Kobe's bigger than LeBron?
Oh, well, Jordan's number one, and then Kobe and...
Current, though.
Current. Well,
does Kobe play currently?
No, he's just retired.
Two seasons out.
Yeah.
Legend.
But anyway, if it's real, it's
going to
be amazing.
Shame I'm not doing a one-on-one with him. So what sport do you play again?
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
It is happening now.
I've had so many people text me saying this is bull.
It's Favola versus Bryant.
Huge.
And because, and here's the thing, Fief, and I know normally it's Fev doing the pranking. Our show does have a history. We all tend to stitch each other up. What would be the fun in it not happening? Like, it's going to happen.
No, it is happening. I would argue. So you say that,
Byron.
Why
is that camera on me, though?
That Fev's the one who stitches. I don't stitch up. So why? I am surprising my friend with a really great
surprise.
I'm going to
text him and see if it's happening
now,
because I know him well.
We want to thank the Hour group. This group have helped us so much.
Think.
They're bringing Kobe out for his first Australian tour, the Mamba mentality. It's going to be a great night.
Wednesday night, yeah.
Everybody is going off for this. We are going to give away another meet and greet with Kobe tomorrow on the phone. So NBA heads, kids, get ready. Tomorrow, thanks to the Hour group, 131060, another meet and greet. Because we gave one away today.
I was just trying to think, if you were to do the same thing for me, like of all, like,
I would,
who would you put
I would
me
get
with?
An interview for you. I would fly you business class because you're pregnant. And I'd have to get two because Trixie would go. And then Alan would have to go as well. Jeez.
Dad would have to go.
They can go economy. I would fly to America and I'd get you a one-on-one with Pink.
Oh, my favourite. My all-time favourite.
She's your favourite. Remember they did that for everyone else?
Oh, other people flew over.
I think from memory.
Now
they're
off
that's
to
right.
Others were chosen.
Okay, so they're going to interview the Spice Girls
Pink
in London.
Pink one-on-one would be amazing.
Anyway, Fifi,
anyway, I'll get the Black Mamba in Melbourne. It's awesome.
Are you doing this for Fev so that you get one back?
Seeing if anyone will fly me over to meet Pink.
Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.